Police reform has been on the country's mind since George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis a year and a half ago, and now it's up for a vote. Residents of Minneapolis have begun early voting on a ballot measure to replace the police department with what's called the Department of Public Safety. It could employ social workers and mental health professionals to respond to some emergency calls alongside police officers. And joining us from Minnesota are two political strategists. Corey Day is a former head of the Minnesota Democratic Party and chair of the Biden 2020 campaign there. Hi, Corey.
How are you doing? And thanks for having me.
I'm well. Thank you for joining. And Amy Koch is a former Minnesota Senate Majority Leader for the Republican Party. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So let's take a listen to an ad first in support of this ballot measure. It features a former emergency room nurse.
When I first heard about question two, I wasn't sure. But I am sure of this. Police can't be experts in everything. And calling armed police to deal with a mental health crisis or a noise complaint just doesn't make sense. So I'm voting yes on two. Question two creates a comprehensive Department of Public Safety so police can work with people like qualified mental health experts. It's a real plan and a better way. You can see for yourself.
So, Corey, if I can start with you, this ballot measure, which is up in a month or so on Election Day, is this the center of the political conversation in Minneapolis right now?
Folks are talking about this question, too, for sure. When you're in different communities and different neighborhoods, you're hearing people discuss this. This is a critical issue. It's important that we get this right. So, yeah, it's definitely something that's kind of top of mind right now in our communities in Minneapolis.
All right. And just to understand what's on the table here, this measure would not necessarily zero out or abolish the police department, right? There certainly has been talk about defund the police, but help us just kind of understand exactly what's in here.
Yeah, so it wouldn't abolish the police department, but what it would do is kind of recreate it and create a public safety department, and I'll have a commissioner, and no longer would the mayor just be in charge of the police department, but the city council will also be right on the front line when it comes to managing the police department. That's the critical part of this question, the critical part of this amendment, is that the police chief or the commissioner of public safety, as it would be accountable to the city council and the mayor, not just the mayor's office.
Okay, and to Amy, the term defund is not contained in this ballot measure, but of course it's taken on a life of its own. There's been so much conversation surrounding this term, so much debate surrounding this term. Is that creating a problem of appearance and framing for supporters of this measure?
Well, so here's the real problem, is that the 13 members of the council that this would change the public safety, Department of Public Safety reporting to, stood on a stage with a big sign that said, defund the police. And of course, that's been driving this. Also, the fact that Minneapolis is currently more than 200 officers short of what the charter says their minimum should be is a problem. You know, these are things that are driving this conversation. And we're seeing, you know, crime, murder, gunshots, carjackings. They're all up significantly in the city of Minneapolis this year. The other thing that I think is a problem is that this is a city council that could do this of their own. The Department of Public Safety could be started, making sure that mental health visits are not, that the law enforcement has social workers and mental health professionals with them when they go to specific stops. That can already happen. All of this can already happen. It simply hasn't. And we are over a year and a half after George Floyd and watching the city burn. And none of this has been done except to put this charter amendment on the ballot. People already want these things. They know that. What are we, you know, to spend money on a vote? What is that going to do? Yeah. And if they don't follow up with action, it won't matter.
So, Amy, just briefly tell me a little bit of how this is playing on the right in Minneapolis. Are there active efforts to oppose this, or the Democrats are divided on this question? Are the Republicans just kind of sitting back and watching the Democrats splinter on this?
Well, there's barely Republicans in Minneapolis anyway. There's a very short number of us. You know, I think that this plays across the board. When you start talking about defund the police, when you start, reform is a different thing. That I think that Republicans, Democrats, independents alike support. But when you're talking about defund, it's not just Republicans concerned about this. It's playing out across Minneapolis, across the state. And whether you're a Democrat, independent, you are not okay with what with that suggestion or that proposal. And this, you know, is not exactly that, but it's put forward by the same folks. So I think a lot of people have many concerns, not just in Minneapolis, but across the state.
Corey, we've heard Amy use defund, the term defund, a few times here. I mean, is that kind of the issue here? It's not in the measure, but it's certainly being framed that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, Democrats and folks in Minneapolis do not want to defund the police. As Amy said, and she's correct, you know, crime, not just in Minneapolis, but throughout this country has gone up. The last thing we need is less police. We need to reform the police department. We need to make sure that we have a stronger police department. But the last thing to do is have less officers on the street and, you know, stop using this defund rhetoric that's out there right now. As you said, the word is not in a measure. So no one's calling for defunding the police at this point. What we need to do is make sure we have a stronger police department, make sure that, you know, we have a cohesive police department with a very clear reporting structure to it. So, you know, I know the other side likes to throw the word defund around a lot, but no one in this city is trying to defund the police department.
Actually, the Republicans on the other side didn't say defund first. That didn't come from the right. That came from the left.
Fair enough. Corey, just to stay with you for a little bit. When we talk about this, what's in this measure, right? It would incorporate mental health and crisis professionals, potentially have 911 responders not only be police officers. I guess I want to ask you, if this passes, you know, where does the national conversation go on these substantive questions? And if it doesn't pass, where does the national conversation go?
Look, I think it's clear that we have to have a national conversation when it comes to policing. I think we've seen this all over the country, you know, from red states to blue states. We need to really rethink, reform how we police in this country, regardless of if this measure passes or doesn't pass. So, you know, this is a conversation that we have to have, that we need to have. I mean, clearly, you know, we can't ask police to do everything. I mean, not just Minneapolis, but other municipalities need to have public health officers or officials on the site to have those conversations with folks. I think that is a good reform. I think both sides, you know, the right and left, agree with that. So this is a conversation that should not stop regardless of what happens with this measure in November.
You know, it really does have national implications. There was a moment after George Floyd where it just seemed like everyone was just so horrified about what they saw that it didn't matter your party. You just wanted to have something done. And I think that people still feel that way. I happen to agree with Corey. I think we need measures in place. And I know a lot of Republicans that do here in Minnesota and nationally. But it's really behooves everybody to keep the rhetoric down, to understand, you know, all sides of this issue and to actually move forward with action. And I guess that's my biggest problem with this charter amendment. There's no action attached to this. It's simple words again, and we don't need any more words. That's what I see. I worry that the moment passed and this became political, but I hope we can get that back because it's too important.
Is this ballot measure really a test of whether this national anger following the murder of George Floyd has staying power?
So there's millions of dollars coming in on both sides from around the country. Obviously, this is a test for both sides, I think. What I would just say is that, unfortunately, this isn't a real test of what can get done. This is a real test of rhetoric and feel-good ideas. There's no action involved with this charter. And I hope we get beyond that, and Minneapolis can be an example nationally for actual reform and getting things done.
I agree with Amy when it comes to that. This charter, this question too, is not the answer we need at this point right now when it comes to reform.
Mm-hmm. Both of you are on the record as being against this particular measure.
Yes, correct. I don't think this measure does what's needed right now to make sure that our streets are safer, that we have a stronger police department, that we have more accountability. And you know, me and Amy agree on this, that there's many things we can be doing in our communities and with the police department when it comes to reforming, but this measure is not the answer.
One last question for both of you. You think this is going to pass?
Corey, you go first.
As I talk to different folks in these different communities around the city, and as we see crime spike right now in Minneapolis, I think folks right now, the last thing they really want to do in this city is create a Department of Public Safety. I think what they want are, you know, more cops on the street, more accountability. You know, we love our police chief in this city. We want to give him all the tools he needs to make sure that he can, you know, do his job. And I, just from what I'm gathering, I don't believe this is going to pass.
Amy?
You know what? I'm going with Corey on this. There was a recent poll that showed 75% of black voters in Minneapolis opposed reducing the size, and like 50+% of all voters, regardless of race, oppose reducing the size. And while that's not in this, I think there's, you know, it definitely is in the ether. So I'm going to go no. But
Okay. That, although there, I mean, many observers, as I understand it, think this could be a pretty close call.
Oh, it's going to be very close.
I agree. It will be a close. It will be a close election.
All right. Corey Day is a Democratic strategist, and Amy Koch is a Republican strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks
for having me.